The Beatles? That's easy. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, in that order. Oscar winners? Given time, I could probably come up with a dozen. Nobel Prize winners? Maybe a handful. But even with presidents, I get bogged down after Andrew Jackson and don't pick up any real steam until Roosevelt, Truman, and Eisenhower. As I think about it, there are very few lists of names that really matter. Roman emperors? Okay. English monarchs? I suppose. The wives of Henry VIII? Only if you're playing Jeopardy or trying to impress Dr. Mackenzie. And so we come to Matthew 10, where the apostolic scribe in his most official voice calls the roll. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, the one called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Now this is a list that matters. These are the 12, the knights of Da Vinci's long table, the foundation of God's new Israel. Peter is protos, the first, and rightly so, for upon his confession the church is built. Andrew, Peter's brother and recruiter, is next, followed by the sons of thunder, James and John. In the middle of the list, we find Matthew, who humbly refers to himself as the tax collector, but whom we name as the first evangelist and teacher of the church. Then come the more obscure apostles, like James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Last and least, and really it's surprising that he's listed at all, comes Judas Iscariot, the traitor. By remembering presidents, the good and bad, great and mediocre, we remember our history as a nation. By remembering the apostles, the mixed bag that they were, we remember Christ. For it is Christ who sent them, and it was Christ whom these 12 were sent to witness and proclaim. If there is a keeper of the rolls in our days, if there is a campus scribe, it has to be Registrar Wegman. According to Wegman, the names of the Greek students are as follows: James Barch, Thomas Barch, Thomas Brown, Benjamin Bruns, Jesse Burns. Well, it might be a little premature to read off a list of your names in chapel, but in due time, God willing, that'll happen at your call service. After all, most of you have come to be enrolled not simply for seminary classes, but for the apostolic ministry. Like the apostles, you've left behind the pursuit of earthly riches in order to preach of heavenly treasure. Like the apostles, you left behind house and home in order to serve in the house of God. Like the apostles, you've left your jobs because you wish to work while it is still day in the harvest of our Lord. Let then the list of the apostles serve as an inspiration. Remember those who gave up their lives for the very message which sustains you. Let Peter inspire you to boldness, John to think more deeply, Matthew to study harder, and let James remind you that it is better to lose your life than your soul. But also let the list of apostles serve as a caution. For the greatest apostle often stumbled. The sons of thunder spent far too much time and energy seeking a higher rank. Most all of the apostles doubted. And as for the worst apostle, it would have been better if he had never been born. And going in, know that the apostolic ministry is always under assault. The devil whispers to the church that the office doesn't really matter, precisely because he knows that it does. How shall they call upon his name, believe, and hear, unless someone is sent and preaches? Just as often, Satan attacks the office from within. He frightens Peter and devours Judas. Satan works by taking the wind out of our sails so that we lose heart. Or he frightens us into thinking that we're really all alone. Or else he puffs us up with pride so that we come to think of ourselves more highly than we should. Let us then pray that we are worthy of the office we seek, and then repent when we are not. Pray for Christ's Spirit. Immerse yourself in the apostolic word, remembering what's really important. Not that our names are read out loud in chapel, or that we are listed in the Lutheran annual, but rejoice that the Lord does not keep a list of our sins. Having been cleansed in the river of life, rejoice that your name is listed in the Lamb's book of life. And so you come to this place, then, not simply to be pastors or to hold an office, but to do the work of pastors. As those forgiven, preach forgiveness. As those loved, love others, freely giving what you have been freely given. Now that's a life worth living and a life that matters. And so we keep our lists. In gratitude to our Lord, we remember our pastors. We put their names on plaques and in portraits. And we pray to the Lord that he continue to expand the list of those who serve him by serving us with his good gifts of salvation. Amen.